Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. Have you ever wondered what's the very best way to cook a perfect steak? Some students in the ProStart culinary program say it's by using a cast iron skillet. On this sizzling episode of the Supercast, I head to Mountain Ridge High School with my brand new cast iron skillet in hand, ready for a cooking class like no other. I was inspired to learn the art of cast iron skillet cooking by one student who appeared on a previous Supercast and said he was having Steaksgiving instead of Thanksgiving. Let's start in Ms. Anderson's classroom kitchen where we prepare our skillet. Tell me about seasoning a skillet. Obviously yours is over 50 years old, so it's well seasoned. Tell us about that process.
So for that process, what we do is we heat it up with just some oil, and we kind of rub oil all around the inside to make sure that the oil kind of absorbs within the skillet a little bit, and it allows it to be more non-stick, and it just allows food to cook better on it.
So I asked Mike Anderson, our associate superintendent, who's here with us. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
He seasoned mine. It was pre-seasoned, and then he seasoned it at home because it needs another layer. So tell me why yours is so much blacker and shinier than any others I've seen.
Oh, this is my husband's cast iron skillet, and I believe he got it from his grandparents.
Wow.
And it has just been used throughout the years, and it's just insanely smooth for cast iron, but you really have to use it in order for it to get that way.
And we have a couple of students here with us as well. Tell us your names.
I'm Aaron Butterfield, and I will be cooking the steaks for you today.
I'm Alexia McNeil, and I am on Mountain Ridge's yearbook team.
What do we have set up here?
So mise en place is basically getting all your recipe and all the equipment you'll need and the food you'll need. So like we've got our cast iron skillets, and then we'll preheat those in a minute. And then we have butter, garlic, salt, pepper, and the oil that we'll be cooking with. We have a thermometer to watch the temperature of our meat so we don't over undercook it. And then just some other utensils that we will be using.
Now this mise en place really is a nice way to approach just about anything. You have everything right in front of you that you need so that you're not in the middle of trying to cook something on a particular timeline and then find yourself scrambling for what you're missing.
Yes, exactly.
Tell me a little bit about the cut of steaks that we have here. They look absolutely gorgeous. I want to spray shellac on that and just put it on my desk because it looks so delicious.
All right, so we have some ribeye steaks. We opted for the boneless version. And purchased them last night. We salted them and then put them in the fridge overnight uncovered. It helps basically the moisture to kind of evaporate. You don't want any moisture when you sear them. And so if you leave them uncovered, it helps with that really nice crust. And then yeah, we just salted them both sides and have just left them uncovered, refrigerated, and then we've just pulled them out so that they can get kind of to room temp, so in about 10 minutes they'll be ready to cook.
All those are important tips. I love the attention to detail. So, and the seasoning looks pretty sparse. There's not a lot required beyond that.
Yeah, like beef, I mean, really good quality beef is going to have a great flavor, and so you don't really want to mask that. We have decided to do a little bit of butter and rosemary and garlic and salt and pepper. But honestly, like, that's really not necessary with a good steak. You could just do salt and pepper, and it should taste absolutely amazing just that way.
Talk us through as we take the next steps. Now, are we doing a side dish as well?
Yeah, we're going to do some caramelized honey Brussels sprouts for you today. I used to not be a big fan of Brussels sprouts, but I learned that's because I just never had had them cooked correctly. Once you cook them correctly, they're absolutely delicious. So we're going to do a caramelized honey pepper flake and vinegar glaze on some Brussels sprouts. We're going to roast them in the oven, I believe, for about 20 minutes at 425, so it's a really hot oven, and they will just be absolutely like soft, but tangy, but salty, but like hot. They're kind of everything, so I'm excited to try.
All those words you added in the mix before and after Brussels sprouts, I think are going to make me like them for the first time.
I honestly hope it will do that for you.
I am expecting good things. I think it's going to be awesome. So tell me some of the health and safety precautions that you teach students in the kitchen?
So here at Mountain Ridge High School, we have different levels of foods classes, and each year we usually add a little bit to their knowledge. So Foods 1 actually offers the Food Handler Certificate, so students learn everything safety and sanitation-wise that they need to know to be able to work in the restaurant workplace. From there, we just add on a little bit of knowledge with Foods 2, just applying it more. Honestly, just practice makes perfect. And then in ProStart, we actually run a restaurant at our school, and so we learn like the actual applicable skills in our commercial kitchen and lab space.
Okay, Aaron, talk us through.
So first we're going to cut up this garlic real quick, just so it's ready.
You're just smashing it, really putting your weight on it and leaning into it with the side of the knife.
You just crush it, and then you'll cut off the ends of it because you don't really want that part. And then you just peel the garlic right off. And then that's the good stuff on the inside.
Okay.
Aaron, is this a career for which you aspire and want to go with?
At this moment in time, I'm not really sure what I want to go into quite yet, but it's definitely an option.
Nice.
Now we're going to come over and we're going to start preheating the cast irons.
Aaron, when do you put the oil on?
Once the pan is hot.
And then what do you watch for? How do you know when
so as soon as the oil hits the pan, you want to start see it smoking, and then you know you're ready and it's hot enough, so you will put the steaks in.
Do you turn it up on the highest heat, or do you...
Pretty high heat, just enough to get the whole thing hot.
Okay.
Aaron, is there a preferred oil you use for searing a steak like this?
Different oils have different smoking points, so you want to use a canola oil or an avocado oil with about the same smoking point, so you know it's up to temperature.
I thought I detected notes of canola.
Yeah, we're using canola oil.
Now, the reason we're here, of course, is because of our Steaksgiving episode. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving episode, which I now remember as the Steaksgiving episode, mm-hmm. because of the term that you introduced me to. How was your Steaksgiving?
Our family Steaksgiving was amazing. We had a really good time, and even though it was a smaller family gathering than normal, we had a really good time and the food was amazing.
And remind me, what portion of the meal were you responsible for?
So I cooked the steaks, and I did a garlic, there's a garlic like cubed potato roasted, garlic roasted potatoes, so I was in charge of those
two
things.
I do remember that. But you did cook the steaks for everybody.
Yes.
Well, I hope to be able to after I watch The Master at work.
Okay, so that's going to start smoking.
Oh, here we go.
Now we put these in.
Now that it starts to smoke, you drop the oil in, okay? They look fantastic. Oh. I think I just got goosebumps.
Steaks are huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mike Anderson is putting his steak on.
Steak on.
All right. That
just
sounds so good. Let's absorb that
first. Yeah. Searing a steak is one of, I think, the easiest ways to make a steak. And you just, the one issue with it is that middle can be really rare still, and so we're trying to get it to a medium rare.
Okay. Now you're holding it on the side and searing the sides as well.
Yes.
That is something that I have not done before. Does that seal it in from the side as well?
Yeah.
It just gives you an idea how thick these steaks are as well.
Yeah.
Thin steak, probably not an easy thing.
Yeah, it are. If you were doing thinner steaks, it'd be probably already cooked all the way through.
Stay with us. When we come back, it's time to eat. Did cooking a steak in our cast iron skillet create a savory success? Find out next.
Hello, I'm Stacey Worthen, Secondary Counseling Specialist for Jordan School District. Do you know all the ways Jordan School District counselors can help you and your student? School counselors play such an important role in our schools. They provide parents with resources to help guide their children in academics. They provide support with the mental and social well-being of students in our schools. And if you are in the process of preparing a student for college or just beginning the conversation of higher education, now is the perfect time to reach out to your child's counselor. We can assist with college applications and college readiness. I encourage parents and guardians to schedule an appointment and get to know your student's counselor. Together, counselors and parents can help develop plans and strategies for students to succeed long after they leave Jordan School District. Reach out. We're always here to help. You can find us and learn more at counseling.jordandistrict.org.
What temperature are we going for?
We're going to go for 130.
An internal temperature of 130, okay?
Good.
Oh, 72, 70. All right, we got a little ways to go.
So we got a little ways to go.
How about Mr. Anderson's steak over there?
This one is a little bit thinner, so it might be done.
Yeah. So once we sear, we turn it back down to a low heat until we can get that internal temperature up to, what did you say, 130?
Yes. It depends on what you're going for, if you're going for medium or medium rare or well done.
Okay. While he continues to get the internal temperature up, tell us the range for rare, medium, and well done.
Rare is about 120 to 125-ish. Medium rare is more like 130, 135, and from there
and
you probably
there.
Shouldn't cook your steak.
Up from there.
Yeah.
And then don't do anything above that.
No,
right.
I mean, you have to.
Okay. Now, so you sear the both sides.
Yes.
And then you sear the edges.
Yes.
And now you turn the heat down just to bring that internal temperature up.
Yeah, and we're going to add some butter to baste it with the garlic, rosemary, a little extra salt finishing, and that'll just give it flavor and time to cook.
What are some common mistakes, if you will, that people make when they're cooking this?
Probably the biggest mistake is just overcooking it. Occasionally undercooking it, right? It's really hard to get that perfect medium, medium rare.
You thought the steak smelled good before. Smelling the roasted and the searing garlic in butter
and the rosemary
is a whole other dimension.
Those are like ingredients to a magic potion.
Okay.
Lexi's here from the yearbook. I mean, am I right about that smell or what?
Oh, you're right about that smell.
We're coming back to Brussels sprout conversation here. Are you zesting right now?
Yeah, so I'm zesting a lemon, and we've diagonally sliced some scallions or green onions. And this is going to be a little topping that we use on the Brussels sprouts. Once the steaks are resting, I'm going to start making my caramelized honey glaze. And then we'll just kind of toss that all together and we'll have a wonderful Brussels sprout side dish. Aaron has made his famous mashed potatoes for you guys today.
Wow.
As well.
Awesome.
Really, there's two keys to making mashed potatoes. The first is using Yukon Gold potatoes, and the second is using a ricer in order to basically mash your mashed potatoes. So a ricer is a contraption where you basically extrude potato from small holes, and it leads to a really smooth texture. But right now the Brussels sprouts are getting really nice and brown. They're still not quite ready. They're a little too green still, so we're going to leave them in for about 5 more minutes just to get them really nice and tender.
Now that's always a tough part for me, is knowing just by looking at it whether it's ready or not. Now, we came back from the Brussels sprouts and caught Aaron tasting the mashed potatoes. Oh, he's going to let me do the same? They look awesome.
They're warming
they
up
look
right
sculpted
now.
Sculpted
so
in there.
They're still a little bit cold, but they're warming up.
Okay, I'm going to give it a try.
They taste it.
That is incredible. Those taste so good.
How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great, and I actually, emboldened by my conversation with you and the rest of your class, I actually did make mashed potatoes. But I'm going to tell you, they were nothing close to this. I was pretty proud of them. Those mashed potatoes taste so good, and they look great. Wow.
So these are Yukon Gold mashed potatoes. What are the other ingredients you throw in here to make them perfection?
So we did some heavy whipping cream, and then we did some butter, a lot of salt. You gotta, when you start the potatoes, you want to salt the water really well.
You're plating, Aaron.
Yes.
Tell me about what's going through your mind as you plate something.
So we're just gonna go really simple today, nothing too fancy, because we'll be eating it in a few seconds, maybe. So we're just gonna do some mashed potatoes, some steak.
Oh, that looks good.
And then the Brussels sprouts will go here once they are prepared.
Okay. Mrs. Anderson, some people may be hesitant but interested. What would you say to those who are considering taking one of your foods classes?
I would say that foods is a really fun class to take. You learn both career skills as well as life skills. A lot of my students may not choose to be in the restaurant industry, but they do develop a lot of skills that they use in college and beyond. I've had some students tell me that, you know, my class really helped them be able to cook in their dorm room better. And so that's always kind of a rewarding thing to be able just to have some more skills so that, you know, you're not always necessarily eating out, but that you're able to make a nutritious meal at home. We have a lot of fun. We cook a lot of different foods. We try to have a huge variety so that students feel that, you know, they're able to have a lot of different skills across the board.
I'm going to try the steak now. All right, here comes the crust. Oh, that is soft and delicious. And that crust. Aaron, this is a masterpiece.
It turned out very good.
Alexi, how do you like your meal?
You know, the mashed potatoes are brilliant. I've never had Brussels sprouts before, but these are amazing.
This steak is so juicy. And the Brussels sprouts, I'm going to try them right now. Oh, you can taste the zest and the citrus. It's incredible. And I saved the Yukon potatoes for last because I know it's like dessert. Mm. How are those Brussels sprouts?
Wow, those Brussels sprouts. First of all, they have kick, but it's an appropriate kick. I've never had them this good before.
Thanks again to Mrs. Anderson, to Aaron, to Lexi for being here from the yearbook to document, and to Mr. Anderson for bringing his cast iron skillet and his skills to the kitchen as well. And I'm going to go back to the meal, but thank you so much for letting us join you today. As always, thanks for joining us on the Supercast. And remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.